WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Welcome back to the 30 Hours of Christmas here on AM 1320 WFHR. We now present Hour 2 of Handel's Messiah, performed by the London Philharmonic Orchestra and Choir.
Daughter of Zion. Then shall the eyes of the blind be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing. Oh,
back with more of Handel's Messiah on the 30 Hours of Christmas after this.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. No one was moving, no one was there. The septic had backed up, there was yuck everywhere. It wasn't a good thing, no, not at all, to have that smell linger through bathroom and hall. Mom was left crying, the kids plugged their noses. Dad tried to fix it with buckets and hoses. But then came the answer for everyone there. They called Crockett Septic in their time of despair. Crockett Septic came running with the help that they needed. The family was saved, the problem was treated. Crockett Septic had fixed it, the problem was gone. No smell in the house, no leak on the lawn. And now there's no reason for the family to cry. Even the Crockett Septic truck smelled like sweet cherry pie. They jumped in their honey wagon and drove out of sight with a Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Crockett Septic can handle all your septic, holding tank, and porta potty needs. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. That's 712-3456. Merry Christmas from everyone at Crockett Septic.
Let's rejoin A Christmas Carol.
The office was closed in a twinkling, and Bob Cratchit, with the long ends of his white comforter dangling below his waist, for he boasted no greatcoat, went down a slide on Cornhill 20 times in honor of its being Christmas Eve, and then ran home to Camden Town as hard as he could pelt to play with his family at Blind Man's Buff. On the other hand, took his melancholy dinner in his usual melancholy tavern. Having read all the newspapers and spent the rest of the evening with his banker's book, went to his dismal house. Darkness is cheap, and Scrooge likes it. The yard was so dark that even Scrooge, who knew its every stone, had to grope with his hands through the fog and the frost to find the door. Scrooge walked through his rooms to see that all was right. Sitting room, bedroom, lumber room, all as they should be. Nobody under the table, nobody under the sofa. Nobody under the bed, nobody in the closet. Closed the door, locked himself in, double-locked himself in. Took off his cravat, put on his dressing gown and slippers and his nightcap. Sat down before the fire to take his gruel.
Molly! 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 I could have sworn I saw... humbug. Marley's been dead these 7 years. Humbug. It's all humbug. What I need is a good night's... Wine cellar. But the door's locked and double locked. Something's coming. Something is coming closer. Outside my door. I won't believe it. It's humbug still.
Ebenezer Scrooge. Ebenezer Scrooge.
Oh, no. What do you want with me?
I want much of you, Ebenezer.
Who are you?
Ask me who I was.
Are you very particular for a ghost? All right. Who were you then?
In life, I was your partner, Jacob Marley.
Jacob Marley? But you're dead. You died 7 years ago.
7 years ago this very night.
Are a ghost, then?
What's wrong, Ebenezer? Don't you believe in me?
I do not.
You doubt your senses, Ebenezer?
Yes, because a little thing affects them. A slight disorder of the stomach makes them cheats. You can't be a ghost. You may be an undigested bit of beef, a blot of mustard, a crumb of cheese, fragment of an underdone potato. There may be more gravy than grave about you, whatever you are. Humbug, I tell you. Humbug. Excuse me, Peter. Excuse me. I do believe in you. You are a ghost, Jacob.
Thank you.
What? Why do you walk the earth, Jacob? Why do you come to me?
It is required of every man that the spirit within him should walk abroad among his fellow men and travel far and wide to witness what it cannot share but might have shared on earth and turn to happiness.
Oh, tell me, Jacob, what is that chain you wear around you?
I wear the chain I forged in life. I made it link by link and yard by yard by my own free will. Is its pattern strange to you, Ebenezer?
Cash boxes, keys, padlocks, ledgers, purses.
Yours was as heavy and as long as this 7 years ago. And you have labored on it since, Ebenezer.
Oh, Jacob, speak comfort to me.
Comfort I have none to give. I cannot rest. I cannot stay. I cannot linger. Weary journeys lie before me.
You travel far?
Yes, Ebenezer. On the wings of the wind.
7 years dead and traveling all the time?
7 years, Ebenezer. 7 years of remorse. Ebenezer, do you know that no space of regret can make amends for one life's opportunities misused?
But you were always a good man of business, Jacob.
Business? Mankind was my business. Charity, mercy, benevolence, they were all my business. The dealings of my trade were but a drop of water in the comprehensive ocean of my business.
Oh, Jacob, don't take on so. Jacob.
Listen to me, Ebenezer.
I listen to you, Jacob. Go on, Jacob, speak to me. But don't be so flowery.
Ebenezer, I am here to warn you that you have yet a chance and hope of escaping my fate. Do you hear that, Ebenezer?
Yes, Jacob. You always were a good friend to me, Jacob. Thank you, Jacob. But go on. Go on. Go on. How shall I escape? Oh, I'm afraid, Jacob.
You will be haunted by three spirits.
Is that the only chance and hope, Jacob?
It is your only chance and hope.
Then I think I'd rather not.
Without their visit, you cannot hope to shun the path I tread. Expect the first tomorrow, when the bell tolls one.
Couldn't I take them all at once and have it over, Jacob?
Ebenezer, look that for your own sake you remember what has passed between us. And remember, when the bell tolls one, look for the first spirit.
Jacob Marley!
Scrooge awoke. He was lying on his bed fully dressed. Suddenly the curtains of his bed were drawn aside. Scrooge found himself face to face with the unearthly visitor who drew them. As close to it as I am now to you. And I am standing in the spirit at your elbow. It was a strange figure, like a child. Yet not so like a child, like an old man.
Who was that?
Ebenezer Scrooge, I have come for you.
You are the spirit, sir, whose coming was foretold me?
I am that spirit.
Ooh, what are you?
I am the ghost of Christmas past.
Long past?
No, your past.
But, what do you want of me? What brings you here to haunt me?
Your welfare, Ebenezer Scrooge. Rise and walk with me.
Oh, no, you're not out of the window. I can't do that. I'll fall down. I'm not a spirit. I'm mortal. I'll fall.
Bear but a touch of my hand upon your heart, and you shall be upheld in more than this. Come, follow me.
Now, what's become of the city? There's snow upon the ground. Where are we?
These are the shadows of the things that have been. You recognize this countryside?
Oh, I know every inch of it. Every rock, every tree.
And that bleak building over there?
That building. I was a boy there. Yes, I went to school in that horrible place.
Do you recollect that path?
I could walk it blindfold.
Strange you forgot it so many years. Come. Let us go closer. Look through the window into that cold, barren room. What do you see, Ebenezer Scrooge?
I see a boy.
A solitary child, neglected by his family, alone.
Yes, yes, I see. I know that boy. Oh, I was so lonely. Poor boy.
Your lip is trembling, Scrooge. And what is that on your cheek?
It's nothing. Nothing. Nothing at all. I wish I... It's too late for that now.
What's the matter?
Nothing. Nothing. The waits came to my door singing Christmas carols last night. There was a boy like that among them. A poor, thin, pale boy in a ragged coat. I'd like to have given him something.
Is that all? Come, Ebenezer Scrooge. Let us see another Christmas.
We'll be right back with A Christmas Carol.
Well, let's see. We have on the bags, we have who's on first, what's on second. I don't know who's on third.
That's what I want to find out.
I say, who's on first, what's on second. I don't know who's on third.
Minus one.
Look, Bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
Hey, did I ever show you the plans I drew up for a jet-propelled bicycle?
You never even showed me, McGee.
And where are they?
Why, they're right here in the hall.
Where can you get your hands on some of those great classic Jack Benny radio shows?
You can get them at radiospirits.com or by calling 866-RADIO-10 today. And be sure to request a free catalog.
I also know where you can find Golden Age of Radio episodes of The Shadow and Sherlock Holmes, episodes of Red Skelton and Burns and Allen. You can get them at radiospirits.com.
For a free Radio Spirits catalog, visit radiospirits.com or call toll-free 866-RADIO-10. Invite faith, hope, love, and laughter into your home this season. Let Radio Spirits bring you back to wholesome family entertainment with Christmas comedies, merry mysteries, poignant dramas, and classic carols performed by the stars of the golden age of radio.
In our Radio's Greatest Christmas Shows CD collection, Jack Benny bears gifts and Burns and Allen deck the halls. You'll also hear such timeless tales as It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart.
Plus many, many more hours, 10 hours in all of classic radio entertainment on high-quality audio CDs. And best of all, it's only $19.95 plus free shipping.
That's 50% off the regular price. This collection or any of our four other great CD collections, gift certificates, and more.
Just go to radiospirits.com and enter savings code FREESHIP. Get in the spirit, get great gifts, and get free shipping at radiospirits.com or calling toll-free 877-RADIO-29 today. You're listening to Radio Spirits Holiday Classics.
Do you know this place, Ebenezer Scrooge?
Know it? Why, this is the counting house where I was apprenticed.
Listen.
Why, it's my old master. Bless his heart. Oh, Fezziwig. My master. Alive again. and the host of one of his Christmas parties. Listen to it.
Red Benito, and back to your places.
There's Dick Wilkins. Poor Dick. Dear, 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 yes? And look, there's Mrs. Fezziwig herself, looking younger than any of them. And the table's all loaded with roast and cider and mince pie and beer. Oh, what a jolly time we used to have.
That carefree young man with the light heart and the gay smile. Do you recognize him?
Yes, yes, yes. Merciful heaven. How happy I was then.
A small matter for old Fezziwig to make those silly folks so full of joy.
Small matter? Small indeed.
Isn't it? He has spent only a few pounds of your mortal money. Is that so much that he deserves praise?
Ah, it's not that. It's not that, Spirit. Old Fezziwig has the power to make us happy or unhappy, to make our service light or heavy. His power lies in words and looks, in things so tiny it's impossible to count them up. The happiness he gives is quite as great as if it cost her...
What is the matter?
Nothing. Nothing at all, Spirit.
Something, I think.
No.
Speak.
Only, it's just that I should like to be able to say a word or two to my clerk, Bob Cratchit, just now, that's all.
My time grows short, and we have yet another journey to make.
Where now?
Come. This is our last visit to the past, Ebenezer. Here, in this little room, with a fair young girl by your side. Do you recognize yourself, Ebenezer?
Oh, no. Spare me this.
You are older now, a man in the prime of life. Your face has begun to wear the signs of care and avarice. Your eyes are greedy. The eager, restless eyes of a miser.
No, please.
She knows it, too. That girl by your side. There are tears in her eyes.
Matters little, Ebenezer, to you. Very little. I know that.
Belle, have I changed towards you?
When we were engaged, we were both poor.
Was it better then? Better to be poor?
Better at least to be happy. You're changed. You were another man then.
I was a boy. Do you blame me because I've grown wiser? Have I ever tried to break our engagement?
In words, no.
Mm-hmm. In what, then?
In a changed nature. In an altered spirit. In everything that made my love of any value in your sight. So I release you from your promise.
Belle.
Oh, at first it may cause you pain to lose me, a very brief pain. But soon it will be dim, like a half-remembered dream, an unprofitable dream. You will be glad to be awake from such a dream. May you be happy in the life you have chosen, Ebenezer. For the love of him.
Spirit, it's enough. Show me no more. Take me home.
These were shadows of the things that have been. That they are what they are. Do not blame me.
No more.
One shadow more. Come. Do you see this man, Ebenezer Scrooge? This man might have been you. The woman beside him, your wife. And that girl. That girl might have been your daughter, Ebenezer Scrooge. She might have called you father. She might have been a springtime in the haggard winter of your life.
Spirit, let me go. Show me no more.
Listen now, while they speak, Ebenezer.
Yes. I saw an old friend of yours today.
Who was it?
Yes.
How can I? It's... Oh, I know. Mr. Scrooge.
Mr. Scrooge it was.
I passed his office window. It wasn't shuttered, and there was a candle inside, so I couldn't help seeing him. His partner, Marley, lies at the point of death, I hear. And there Scrooge sat all alone. Quite alone in the world, I do believe.
Spirit, spirit, I can bear no more. Leave me. Haunt me no more. Take me back. Take me back.
Feast of Stephen, when the snow lay right about, deep and crisp and even, brightly shone the moon that night.
You are listening to the Campbell Playhouse, bringing you tonight the fifth annual presentation of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, produced by Orson Welles and starring Lionel Barrymore as Scrooge. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
When the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even, brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel. When a poor man came in sight, gathering winter fuel.
And now back to the Campbell Playhouse and the fifth annual presentation of A Christmas Carol. A Christmas present from the makers of Campbell's Soups.
In the stroke of one, Scrooge awakened suddenly and sat him bolt upright in his own bed. You remember the words of Marley's ghost, who wondered from which direction the second specter would appear. At that moment, nothing between a baby and a rhinoceros would have astonished him very much. Now, being prepared for almost anything, he was not by any means prepared for nothing. And consequently, when no shape appeared, he was taken with a violent fit of trembling. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, quarter of an hour went by, yet nothing came. Then, as he sat in his bed, he became aware gradually of a great blaze of ruddy light seemed to shine upon him from the adjoining room. He got up softly and shuffled in his slippers to the door. It was his own sitting room, there was no doubt about that. But it had undergone a surprising transformation. The walls and ceiling were so hung with living green that it looked a perfect grove. There sat a jolly giant, glorious to see, who bore a glowing torch in shape not unlike Plenty's horn, and held it up, high up, to shed its light on Scrooge as he came peeping round the corner.
Come in, Ebenezer Scrooge, and know me better, man. I am the ghost of Christmas present.
Spirit, take me where you will. Last time I went against my will and learned a lesson which is working now. If you have anything to teach me, let me profit by it.
Touch my robe, Ebenezer Scrooge. Touch my robe.
We'll be right back after a short break.
The holidays are a time to reflect and give thanks, which is why the staff at Paper City Savings in Nakusa, Plover, and Wisconsin Rapids would like to take this opportunity to wish each of you a very happy holiday season. We would also like to say thank you for allowing us to assist you with your financial needs for almost 100 years. Enjoy spending some time with your family and friends, and happy holidays from all of us at Paper City Savings.
Let's rejoin A Christmas Carol.
Where have you brought me, Spirit? An humble dwelling in an humble street.
It's miserable enough.
Yet there is happiness there.
Who are these people? Who's that woman and the children?
These are the family of your clerk, Bob Cratchit. See his wife, dressed in a twice-turned gown, but brave in ribbons, laying the table for their Christmas dinner. And there, assisting her, is her daughter, Belinda. And the young man with the fork in the stuffing, that's Master Peter Cratchit. And the two little Cratchits. Listen, Scrooge. Watch.
Here's Martha,
sit you down before the fire, Martha, and have a warm, Lord bless you.
Where's Father?
He's been to church with Tiny Tim. He'll be along directly.
How is Tiny Tim, Mother? Any better at all?
Sometimes I think he is. And sometimes I think, oh, dear God, if anything should happen to Tiny Tim.
Oh, Mother, you mustn't even think of such a thing.
Oh, here's Father.
Come in. Merry Christmas, everybody. Oh, Martha, welcome, my dear.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Father. And Tim.
Merry Christmas, Martha.
Oh, Tim, you darling. Oh, Father, I'm so glad to be home.
And we're glad to have you, Martha.
And how did little Tim behave in church, Bob?
As good as gold and better.
I like church, Mother. Oh, they sang the nicest songs. I hope people saw me there.
Saw you there? And why, Jim?
Well, don't you see? Because I'm lame. And if they saw my crutch, it might be pleasant for them to remember on Christmas who it was made lame beggars walk and blind men see.
Bless you, my son.
Are we ready to eat, Mother?
Oh, yes, children, we're all ready. Come, come, take your places and wait your turn. There's plenty of stuffing and dressing and plum pudding for all of you. Martha, take care of Tiny Tim and see that he eats plenty.
Yes,
he must
Mother.
Get strong and well. Now sit down, everyone.
Yes, come on, Tiny Tim.
And now, my dears,
I see a vacant seat in the poor chimney corner. And a crutch without an owner, carefully preserved.
No, 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 kind spirit. Say he'll be spared. Say he'll live.
If these shadows remain unaltered by the future, Ebenezer, the child will die.
And now, my dears, with such a dinner, a toast. A Merry Christmas to us all, and God bless us.
Oh, God bless us, everyone.
And now to Mr. Scrooge. I'll give you a toast to Mr. Scrooge, the founder of the feast.
The founder of the feast, indeed, who pays you all a 15 shillings a week. I wish I had him here. I'd give him a piece of my mind to feast on, and I hope he'd have good appetite for it.
Oh, my dear, the children, Christmas Day.
It should be Christmas Day, I'm sure, on which one drinks the health of such an odious, stingy, unfeeling man as Mr. Scrooge. You know he is, Bob. Nobody knows it better than you, poor fellow.
My dear Christmas Day.
I'll drink his health for your sake and the day's, not for his. Long life to him. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. He'll be very merry and very happy, I have no doubt.
And I say God bless him too, Mother, and everyone.
Yes, and Mr. Scrooge.
Very well.
There was nothing of high mark in all this. They were not a handsome family, these Cratchits. They were not well dressed. Their shoes were far from being waterproof. Their clothes were scanty and had known, very likely, the insides of a pawnbroker's. But they were happy, grateful, pleased with one another, and contented with the time. When at last they faded, Scrooge had his eye upon them. Especially on Tiny Tim, until the last. Many calls Scrooge made that night with a ghost of Christmas present. Down among the miners they went who labor in the bowels of the earth. And out to sea among the sailors at their watch. Dark, ghostly figures in their several stations. Much they saw, and far they went, and many places they visited, but always with a happy end. The spirits stood beside sick beds, and they were cheerful.
on foreign lands and they were close at home, by poverty and it was rich, in almshouse, hospital, and jail, where vain man in his little brief authority had not made fast the door and barred the spirit out, the spirit left his blessing. The long night. It was only a night. It was strange, too, that while Scrooge remained unaltered in his outward form, the ghost grew older. Clearly older.
My life upon this globe is very brief, Ebenezer. It ends tonight.
Tonight?
Tonight at midnight. Up. The hour has come.
Oh, not yet. Not yet. No, there are still more things I wish to learn.
These you will learn from still another spirit. Still another spirit, Ebenezer.
Scrooge looked about him for the ghost. It had vanished. He found himself once more in his bed, in his dressing gown, in his nightcap. He'd heard the clock strike. And then he remembered the prediction of old Jacob Marley. And lifting up his eyes, beheld the third spirit. The solemn phantom. Shrouded in black, draped and hooded, coming towards him slowly and silently, like a mist along the ground.
I know you. You, who are the ghost of Christmas yet to come, you'll show me the shadows of things that have not happened, but will happen in the time before us. Answer me, spirit, ghost of the future. Oh, I fear you more than any specter I've seen. Yet, as I know your purpose is to do me good, and as I hope to live to be another man from what I was, lead on. Lead on! The night is waning fast. Time is precious. Spirit, why have you brought me here again? Into Bob Cratchit's home? It's not the same. Why is it so quiet? So very quiet here.
Mother, please. Oh, my son. My little son. Don't kill. I loved him so.
Mother, dear, you mustn't. It's almost time for Father to be home. Don't let him see you crying.
Yes. Yes, Martha. He's late tonight. He walks slower than he used to. Yet I've known him to walk very fast indeed with Tiny Tim on his shoulder.
So have I, Mother. But he was light to carry. And his father loved him so that it was no trouble. No trouble at all. Bob.
Good evening, my dear.
You're late, Bob.
I'm sorry, my dear. I went to the churchyard today. I wish you could have gone with me. It would have done your heart good to see how sweet and green a place it is. You'll see it often. I promised him. I promised Tiny Tim we'd walk there on Sunday.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.